Episode 1857, No Guts, No Glory.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. It is a brand new week, and you should be up and raring to go. Come on, this is your day to shine. No guts, no glory. It's Mindset Monday. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISS newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, fear can leave you stranded and shackled to your everyday. But you are not mediocre. Rise above your self-doubt. No guts, no glory. You know, when I began to think about all the dreams I had, starting as a little girl, if I would have taken time to write every single one of them down, there would probably be notebooks full. From wanting to become some great actress, I don't remember what, but I know I had some flair for wanting to do that, to wanting to be first chair in the band, to just winning a simple contest in my school, to winning Miss America. You know, we all have dreams. We all have goals. We all are living every single day. But the question I ask you today is, are you following your butts and not your dreams? Following all those excuses, the generalizations that shackle you to what you are doing today. Now, yeah, I get we've got responsibilities and commitments. Some of those you just can't hang up because you want to go do something else. Put all of that aside. I want you to look at how you're living your life when it comes to dreams. And not just these wishes. Concrete dreams, dreams that you know you can go after, but you just talk about. And then after the talk is done, you find these excuses. And you're like, oh, I'm just going to reason with these excuses because then I basically have told myself I can't do it. So technically, I haven't failed. It all seems too normal. But why do we keep doing this over and over and over again? Did you know this week is Valentine's Day week? So I want to focus this week on the heart. What really matters? Because you matter. Your heart matters. What you dream matters. When it comes to living the life we dreamed or we're aiming for a particular goal, it takes a lot of perseverance to get to where you want to go. You might encounter physical pain, emotional heartbreak, spiritual internal battles, disbelief, ups and downs that rock your world. No guts, no glory. You were created on purpose for a purpose. Today is an opportunity to spread the joy and your dreams, to step into who you are becoming. Be careful, though, not to grab a hold of the excuses when you begin to fall. Instead, stand up with the bruises and learn from the fall. It makes you stronger and wiser. Don't doubt that you will get to where you want to go overnight with no problems. This is just wishful thinking. Rise above your self-doubt. No guts, no glory. This is your day to identify your doubts. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Identify your doubts. And I know you're doubting me right now, going, why would I want to identify my doubts? Then I'm just going to keep myself shackled to them because that's all I'm thinking about. I'm here to tell you, you can't fear the unknown when it's known to you. We fear what we don't know. So why walk that path? Your heart will melt away the fear and ignite the passion when you know the unknown. Fears and self-doubt are no more. So identify your doubts, D-O-U-B-T-S, doubts. And what do I mean by that? Well, we're changing our language today. It's all about mindset, right? Mindset Monday. When you think of the word doubt, what comes to mind? Hesitation, a step back, procrastination, question marks, right? Doubt. I don't know. I'm fearful of. I may not get to where I want to go. You fill in the blank. What does doubt mean to you when you hear that word, doubt? Well, today I want to change how you think about doubts. So number one, identify your dreams. What are your dreams? Now, if you have time today or throughout your week, I just want you to get a piece of paper. Now, my children will tell you, I don't have lots of pieces of paper lying all over my house, but I do, for some odd, strange reason, can always find a napkin. So let me encourage you, go find a napkin. You might be in the kitchen. You can find a pen, but you don't have paper. Me either. So grab a napkin. No more excuses, right? It's all about the doubts. So identify your dreams. What are those dreams? Write them down. Be specific. Maybe you want to go back to school. Write it down. Maybe you want to write a book. Write it down. Maybe you already know the topic of your book. Write that down. Be specific as you can be. It's not wishful thinking. Now, wishful thinking would be this. I want to be on the Olympic ski team. Okay, now my dad was a great skier, me not so much. I only skied down our driveway. Yes, we had the sloping driveway when we lived in Indiana on the lake. And when it snowed heavy there and it froze, I would get my dad's skis and I would walk all the way up to the top of the driveway and I would ski all the way down. And if I didn't slow down, I would find myself at the front door. Now, very rarely did that happen, but I'm sure my mom questioned, like, really, Christiane, why are you doing this? But I loved it. So that's wishful thinking, right? Saying that I want to be on the U.S. Olympic ski team. That's not going to happen. Number one, I don't have the talent. Number two, I'm too old. And I will break something with the first fall. So it's not going to work. So when you're looking at your dreams, these are your concrete dreams. Now, you may not know all the details, and that's not what we're talking about here. But be specific on your dreams. Identify them. Write it on that napkin. Number two, identify your obstacles. What's getting in the way? And yes, believe it or not, write it down. You're thinking it. I know you are. Kids. Yes, write your children down. Name them one by one. If it's your spouse, name your spouse. Yes, I know you love them. But you see, you're going to identify your doubts in order to look at it differently. When you name your obstacles, guess what? It's okay. You don't necessarily don't like your children because they're in your way, because of the age they are. 3 or 4 years are going to pass in a blink and you're going to be like, huh, I don't have an excuse anymore. Yet, guess what? You will find yourself backtracking to that excuse. So instead of leaving it dangling in the air, identify your obstacles. What are they? Maybe they're finances. Write it down. Not enough money in the bank. What would you need? Write it down. Number three, identify your uniquenesses. What makes you you? A lot of us, unfortunately, are living somebody else's dreams. We focus on everybody else's fires. I'm sure you're going to get about 3 or 4 emails today that you were not expecting, but you will go run to them because they say they need you to do this. Maybe it's volunteering at church. Maybe it's a last minute thing at school. Maybe you're supposed to fill in for a parent that can't be at practice this afternoon. You're going to find yourself torn and you're doing everybody else's stuff and you're leaving your stuff behind. So instead of recognizing everybody else's stuff, I want you to recognize your stuff. Identify your uniquenesses. What makes you you? Number four, identify your buts. Yep, those big ones. I want to do this, but when I get here, I can do this, but all those butts that you've had. And you know what? That napkin, you better have an extra long one. Yeah, get that endless paper towel roll and just start writing. Because I know if I was to write all my butts down, oh my goodness, there would be a lot of them. Be honest with yourself. Why? Because when you write them down, they're no longer scary. In fact, some of them you may look at them and just laugh, go, seriously? I think that's standing in my way. That was really stupid of me. Why would I even think that? Now, yeah, maybe your 10-year-old self, your 19-year-old self, but now your 41-year-old self, not so much. Write it down. Identify your butts. Number 5, identify your truths. Where are you right now today? What is it that you see when you look at your life? What are those truths? You're a hard-working, loving mom. Write it down. You need to see that. You need to own that. No more of this question mark as to, I don't know if I could do that. Oh, no, you can. Those doubts, they're not the kind of doubts that you thought they were any longer. Dreams, obstacles, uniquenesses, buts, truths, and finally, identify your strengths. You already know your weaknesses. You talk about them way too often. Let's talk about your strengths. Work from your strengths. What are they? Maybe you're an awesome singer. You're one who can just strike up a tune. Write it down. Get that napkin out. Come on, you're already through a half roll of paper towels. Write it down. Have fun with this. Love who you are. You see, doubts can now rock your day because you have nothing to fear. When you hear the word doubt or doubts, I want it to put a smile on your face. I want you to think dreams, obstacles, uniquenesses, buts, truths, strengths. Did you notice there's only 2 out of the 6? That's 1/3 only. That's more towards the negative. But I promise you, they're no longer negative because they're working toward what? What you are becoming. Claim your doubts and soar on wings like eagles. You know, I'm not one who pushes anything here, but there are a few things that I do believe in. And I want to share something with you before we go any further. As you know, I am a Christian and I'm a woman of faith. And that plays a very important part of my life. And Sheila Walsh and I spoke last week. Maybe you had the opportunity to listen to her interview with her brand new book, Praying Women. Well, there is an incredible event happening on February 15th. Yes, just around the corner, Saturday, February 15th. I want you to go to shelovesoutloud.org. Now, that website is in the show notes, but I want you to go there and I want you to register. Their goal is to have 1 million women praying around the globe. I have registered myself. You do not have to be a part of a church. You do not have to claim as anything. You can register as an individual. I'm going to be there. I am so excited. And I want to invite you to join me at shelovesoutloud.org. So go there and click on it. It's free. It costs nothing except your time. And I promise you, you will be blessed. Sheila is so excited. The other women who were involved in this, it's incredible. The lineup is absolutely incredible. And it's one of those things where sometimes, you know, Priscilla Schreier, you just have to take a step back a moment. When we talk about doubts, right? We're sitting there and there's those question marks. No more. You're making doubts what? Positive in your life. It's a mindset shift. You're thinking abundantly, not scarcity. You're changing the words and the meaning. Change your language. Change how you see things, your perspective. See it from God's perspective. No guts, no glory, right? Doubts, dreams, obstacles, uniquenesses, buts, truths, and strengths. Claim your doubts and soar on wings like eagles. Make today great. You got doubts, so why not go All in. No guts, no glory. Go out today. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.